Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
When I was 10 or 11, we were playing baseball, and the pitcher, whom I shall not name, though his initials are Steve Poor, thought it would be funny if he substituted a rock for a baseball. He drew his arm back and let go with the fastest pitch he had ever delivered in his life, a pitch with which he intended to move me back from the plate a little, but it got away on him and hit me in the head. There was a lot of blood. It was like I had a sprinkler on my head. Kids stood back. Paul Wright fainted. But 3 days later, all the kids got up the courage to come to my place and see the scars. I could have sold admission. Comparing scars was a national pastime for us. You could give a brief history of your life by showing your scars. Once a kid claimed he had his tonsils out. We wanted evidence. Prove it. Where are your tonsils? We want to see them. But there was no scar, so we never believed him. Scars provided a chronology of important life events. I thought of this while reading about Thomas in the Bible. After Jesus was crucified, John 20 says the disciples were locked away terrified, thinking, "We're next." Maybe Peter said, "Let's hunker in a bunker. You bring the fish, I'll bring my sword. I can slice off an ear. I can slice off anything." And then Jesus shows up, and all the disciples see the scars in his hands and side, except for Thomas. He isn't there. When the disciples tell him what they've seen, Thomas says, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and side, I won't believe it." 8 days later, Jesus appears and yells at Thomas, "How dare you doubt me?" No. He says, "Put your finger here. See my hands and side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas says, "My Lord and my God." I love that story because I sometimes breathe the secondhand smoke of doubt. Do you? Are you critical of those who doubt? Remember, Jesus never called him Doubting Thomas. In fact, Thomas shows us three characteristics of a successful doubter. Number one, honesty. Thomas didn't sit on his doubts. He voiced them. "Unless I see, I will not believe." Are you doubting the Bible? Pray that God will show himself to you in it. The Bible is unrivaled. It's the most accurate and trustworthy text on earth. In Israel, a non-believing archaeologist told me, "The Bible is our guidebook. For archaeology, there's nothing like it, not even close." Read it. Be honest. If God's silence bothers you, ask God to speak to you. Often the best prayers are the messiest prayers. God can handle them. Honesty. Second, worship. We were made to worship. Even atheists worship. I love the honesty of philosopher Thomas Nagel. He says, "I want atheism to be true and am made uneasy by the fact that some of the most intelligent and well-informed people I know are religious believers. It isn't just that I don't believe in God. I hope there is no God. I don't want there to be a God." That's Thomas Nagel. In the end, each of us must choose. Thomas humbly says, "My Lord and my God." Honesty, worship, and obedience. Jesus told Thomas, "Go into all the world." Kerala, the most Christian part of India, claims Thomas as the apostle who first preached the good news of the gospel of Jesus there. Church tradition tells us that Thomas baptized believers, was killed for his faith, and later was named patron saint of India. Obedience. The final words from the Thomas story belong to Jesus, who said, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." That's you. Be encouraged. One day we too will see those scars. But for now, let's carry on in honesty, worship, and obedience.
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, "My husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace." To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.